Join me today, guys. Hang on. Start again. Join me today, guys, as I'm setting up Twitter, and we will be talking about one of my animals. Find out in the show what we are talking about and much more. Let's get on with show. So today we are setting up right now Twitter, so getting a couple of cameras ready and so on and so forth, going live on that, and we're just about to go live in the next couple of minutes as well. And yeah, like, just come along, guys. It's going to be something different. I'm going to be doing different lives. So the last week we done Twitter, and this week we are doing Twitch. Don't know what we're going to do next week, but I'm just doing different lives and everything else, so you guys can see, well, not see, but you can hear what I'm up to and stuff like that, so you get behind the scenes, listen to behind the scenes what we're doing. I thought it's going to be a bit different for you guys, so let's get it going. Right, here we go, guys, we're going live. Welcome in, guys. Today we've got something different for you. We're not going to show no spiders like we done last week. Yeah, let's get on with the show, shall we? Ah, it's done it again. We've got technical difficulties, guys. This normally happens. I'm going to stick on a little video quick, and we will try and get this problem sorted out. So here we go.
We have a mat stat. Mat stats are used to control the temperature when using a heat mat. Next, we have a pulse proportional thermostat. Pulse proportional thermostats are used for ceramic heat emitter bulbs or CHE bulbs. And finally, we have a dimming thermostat. Dimming thermostats are used for basking bulbs. Please always make sure you have the correct equipment for the reptiles you are keeping. Different thermostats have different jobs, and having the incorrect setup for your reptile.
Yeah, sorry guys, we have got difficulties. I'm going to play something else quick. We will get this sorted as soon as possible. We are getting there, guys. This ain't the first time this has happened to me. This happened to me when I was live yesterday, so technology. What can I say? Technology. So yeah, let's try again. I'm gonna upload another video quick so you guys can we will get this sorted. Here we go. Audio jump. Right. We're getting there very slowly. The camera now is upside down, but it is on. Why is everything mucking up for me in the last couple of days? Here you go.
Stop. I want it. I got it. I want it. I got it. I want it. I got it.
See, guys, beyond things, and this is what happens all the time. Always right, let's see what's on the camera, shall we? As you can see, there's leaves and everything else like that. Hang on, that stops that problem. Muted the opposite camera. As you can see, there's rockery out in the background in there, and there's a little red thing with scales on it. That is the corn snake, so we're concentrating on a corn snake today. His name's Sid. He's a rescued. A friend of mine didn't want him no more, so I said that I have him. He will be doing some moving around. He does move around quite a bit in there as well, guys. So, right, let's get rid of our display name so you can see a little bit more. What I'm gonna do, there you go. I don't know if you can see properly or not. There you go. I'm going to move the camera again so you guys can hopefully see him a little bit more better. He's staring at the camera. You can't see him because he's underneath the camera. But we're getting there. That is the main thing. I can't really tilt. Hang on. I just need to watch my hands because I don't really want him. Hang on, guys. I should have been a little bit more focused on this today. He's come getting with me in there. Let's stick the camera that way, shall we? Hopefully. There you go. Let's do that. There you go, guys. You can see a lot more of him now. Obviously the camera's up the opposite way around, but you can see more clear video of him and what he's doing. He is quite long. He must be at least three and a half foot, something like that, 2 to 3.5 foot. I haven't measured them. I should really measure them. That is going to be a job in the week for me to do, to measure. There you go, he's on his little mission. He's going to probably go around looking for food and that. Obviously he's got he's got cork bark and everything else in there. So yeah. Guys, right now what I'm doing is I'm trying to explain, but where I've done a long hour shift at work, and no excuse really, I'm trying to explain what the snake is and everything else. I do like going live on Twitch quite a bit. And yeah, it's pretty cool. I enjoy doing what I'm doing as well. Guys, I'm going to wrap it up here and I will carry on with the live, then I will talk after the live.
So guys, the camera's kept going down on me for Sid, the corn snake.
And poop everywhere. So now what I've got to do is tidy up. So that was only a 20 minute live. I'm trying to get viewers in. I had a viewer in, he said hi and stuff like that, so it's being positive. It was better than yesterday. I did have someone in, but they wasn't really talking, so having someone in is a positive. These are my people coming in, watching a podcast and watching lives on Twitch. And so we are getting somewhere with the thing. Things take time. And that, which I am very happy with. Guys, go and check out a couple of my videos. In the next couple of months, I do want to start paying for StreamYard, because that's the platform that I do use, so I can go on multiple platforms in one hit. As soon as I can do that, that'd be like much more easier for us all, so you can see me live on every platform, so you don't need to be here, there and everywhere. And follow me if you want to follow me on all of them. It's down to you. I'm not saying no, I'm not putting a gun to your head, but it's down to you. I do appreciate everything what everyone does for me. Obviously next year, as you guys know by now, I'm going twice a week live, and I'm trying to extend as well. Start extending my podcast. So instead of trying to be 20 minutes long, I want to start making half hour to an hour long each episode. Then there is a lot of work that goes behind each podcast. My lives, there's not so much, because I can just get out an animal and show them and tell you everything about them. But with the podcast, there are a lot more to it than what you think. There's always backup plans that I have to think of, like my lives when my lives start going down, the camera's going down, the equipment's not working, I have to adjust. So with Sid, as you probably go and watch on Twitch, the video might be down time you hear this recording, but I have to get Buddy out quickly. So yeah, that for a backup, you always have to have a backup plan when you go lives. On a podcast, you can just run with it, you don't need to show animals and stuff like that. Unless you want to go live, do a podcast live, that's a completely different thing. It's a lot more harder because you have to be on it. With this type of thing, you can just talk about the animals and it's a lot more easier. It's still hard work, don't get me wrong, because you need to think of what you need to say, the beginning, the end, how you're going to say it and stuff like that. I've been doing this for nearly 9 months, 9-10 months, something like that now, and things are starting to roll off the tongue a lot more easier. Obviously with Sophie, I would like to get her back onto this, but she's not in a fit state. As you all know, she dislocated her knee not so long ago, so she's on a mend with that. Hopefully she gets well and we go and go from there. I know this ain't really long today because one thing and another, but next week I'll make it up to you guys, I promise, and we're going to have a even longer podcast. But thank you for tuning in this week, and I will talk to you next week, guys. Thank you.